Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
You're listening to Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
All right, welcome back in. True Crime Tuesday edition here. Issel and Louis taking you up until noon. Bobby V after us. First replay, 3 o'clock. Local programming every single day here during the week, 7 to 6 here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Second hour of our show brought to you by our friends at Delta Dental, deltadentalky.com. Get those dental plans for you, for your family, for your employees. Check it out with a nationwide network of dentists. And, of course, they offer those vision plans through VSP as well with Delta Vision. All of that available, Delta Dental of Kentucky, deltadentalky.com. Lamar Jackson, Dan, comes out and actually puts the trade request out there on Twitter, makes it public. And this is a guy who you and I agree has not done a good job of this.
Terrible.
It is remarkable in its stupidity and remarkable in the fact that no one does this. And so should he go to the Dolphins, should he go to the Broncos, whatever. What do you think this is that he doesn't trust someone to be his agent?
I don't know, Louie. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that you don't want to give a guy 4% of your salary. Why else would you think you could do it? There are so many nuances to this that, that is, of all the stuff, you know, whether he comes out and says on March 2nd, I requested a trade, or, you know, they're not giving me my value. You know what your value is? Your value is what people will give you. And it doesn't look like there's anybody lining up to give him a $250 million guaranteed contract, or he would have already had it. So that's the only thing I can come up with, that you think you can do it yourself. And I'll give him this. He can negotiate for himself. There's no question. But all of this other stuff, now he has to get in a protracted argument with Baltimore. And he said yesterday in his tweet, he said, you know, no matter what happens, I'll always love the fans of Baltimore. And, you know, you don't need to be saying that. You need an agent to be saying that. You need an agent to call Jim Irsay with the Colts. You need an agent to talk to the people in Baltimore. There's a lot more to it than just negotiating numbers on a contract. And that's where he's really messed up.
All right. This is going to sound hot takey, but I'm a little concerned that Lamar is slipping into Kyrie Irving levels of self-thought. And maybe it's not anti-Semitic and it's not flat earth and it's whatever else. But the level of conspiracy that you have to believe to not hire an agent, the level of distrust of everyone to not hire an agent is, to me, it's not mental illness, but boy, it feels like it. And I am worried there's something just simply not right about Lamar Jackson right now. That gym that they put out is embarrassing. It's a
Yeah.
Terrible decision. And if the list keeps getting longer and longer, I don't know how we can't look at this guy who, like Kyrie Irving, has all of the talent in the world, but is just spiraling towards something that he does not need to do. This does not need to be happening. He should have a contract. It should be done. I mean, the Carolina Panthers went and traded with the Bears to get a guy like C.J. Stroud instead of Lamar Jackson? I wonder if there's something going on, because it doesn't make sense that he hasn't landed somewhere, that someone hasn't matched this very low tag.
Well, but remember that if you make him an offer, and I was interested to see what Irsay says, because it looks like to me, and I think to most people, the Colts seem to be the most likely landing spot. But remember, and Irsay said, I'm not giving him a fully guaranteed contract, and I don't think anybody out there is going to give him a base. I mean, you're right. He's just like Irving. He's a remarkable talent. He's also been hurt the last 2 years. I mentioned this before, which I think is unbelievable. If you, in the NFL, if you give a guy a guaranteed contract, that money has to go in escrow.
They have to have the money, yeah.
And so if somebody signs him to a Murray or Watson type contract, $240 million guaranteed, they have to put $500 million, Louis, in escrow.
Right.
I don't see anybody giving Lamar Jackson that contract. Irsay said he wouldn't do it. The Colts said they do their due diligence. That means two things. They're going to ask Baltimore what it's going to take to get him, and they're going to ask Lamar, what is it going to take to sign you? And I don't think they're going to like the answer to either one of those questions.
Like, at first I thought, man, it would be great to get Lamar in Detroit. I'd love it if he was quarterback in my Lions. I don't want him anywhere near the franchise now. The delusion with the guy is so steep that I don't want him anywhere near teams that I like. I'm sorry. I have... And I know that's an unpopular opinion in this town because people love Lamar, and I will be very frank. I intentionally went to games when he played here because I wanted to watch the guy play football. He is incredible. But he is slipping toward a Kyrie Irving level of incompetence that I hate to see, because we all love football, and he is an unbelievably once-in-a-generation type talent of what he's able to do and avoid big hits and everything else. And I just... The guy needs help, and he will not listen to anyone. And it is.
What? Let me ask you this: if that is true, which I think you're on to something here. If that is true, and no trade materializes, nobody gives him an offer sheet, and I think that if it hadn't happened by now, Louis, I don't think anybody's given him an offer sheet.
I agree. If he really requested a trade 26 days ago.
Yeah, where are the people?
Boom.
Yeah, but you know, you sign him to something that he agrees to. You know, if you give him an offer sheet and he accepts it, you have to give Baltimore 2 first-round draft picks. I mean, that's pretty heavy for a guy who's played basically a half a season the last 2 years.
But in NFL terms, it's nothing. It's nothing to get a talent like Lamar Jackson. And that's what the telling thing is here, Dan.
Mm.
That Carolina won't give it up. That, you know, Atlanta won't give it up. That, you know, the Colts won't do it. I mean, that's the telling thing here. And
so my question was going to be, if he doesn't get traded, which I'd say that's probably 30-70 that he won't. And he doesn't sign an offer sheet, and I think that's like 595 that it won't. Then does he play this coming season on the franchise tag?
I wouldn't. I mean, Texas are saying that that his biggest influence is his mother. I mean, Texter Lamar could potentially have the biggest bag fumble in history. I agree with that. I mean, we're talking, I mean, we're watching someone squander $150 million, Dan.
Yeah. You know, if I was him.
In public on Twitter.
If this thing goes another week, all right, and nothing happens, I'd take my hat in hand and I'd walk back to Baltimore and I'd say, all right, I'll take your $150 million guaranteed.
If it's there, I wouldn't offer it to him now. There's no need to.
Not if anybody isn't coming forward with a deal. You're right.
And again, I don't know if he was actually hurt at the end of the year. He didn't travel for the playoff game. I mean, I don't know, Dan. I really worry that eventually we're talking about a mental health thing with Lamar rather than just he's too stubborn to get an agent. Because the stories
even Will left us. Traveled with the squad for their bowl game.
Bananas and peels and all. There you go. I think eventually it could turn into something that is considerably darker than what it is now, and I worry about
that. It's headed that direction. There's no question about that. Yeah. No question about that.
All right. Well, there you go. There's my dark Lamar take. I didn't want to have it, but it just feels more and more like that. So where would you want him to play, you think, if because someone brought up Atlanta. I think that actually makes a fair amount of sense, remembering the Michael Vick years and that kind of stuff where, you know, that city really rallied around that style of play and that kind of thing. And well, they got that great stadium and everything down there, and their owner seems to not mind spending money. You know, that would be a good fit. Do you think he'd excel with the Colts?
Well, the Colts, it looks like, I mean, I know they've been terrible, but it looks like, you know, they thought the same thing in Denver, that all they needed was a quarterback to turn the corner. Yeah. That didn't quite work out, but it would seem like Baltimore, I mean, Louis, since Luck retired, what was that, 5 years ago? They have had a different starting quarterback every year. Every year they've had a different starting quarterback since Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
So, it you know, and a lot of people think that, you know, they might not win a Super Bowl, but they'd be considerably better record-wise than they have been if they had a legitimate quarterback.
I do like this paragraph a lot in The Athletic today. The Indianapolis Colts right now, they are the odd team out in the NFL draft. They need a quarterback, but they pick at number 4. So they're presumably going to have to take the 3rd choice after Carolina and Houston. If owner Jim Irsay takes Jackson out of Baltimore 40 years after his dad took the Colts out of Baltimore, Irsay's everywhere might be banned from Maryland forever. That's a great line. That's a great line. I think Carolina is the obvious answer here. But that is the telling thing to me. They go and get that pick instead of going and offering Lamar at all. And that's the telling thing to me, is they'd rather have C.J. Stroud than freaking Lamar Jackson. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah, I think if anybody was really excited, that something would have happened already. If it's been that long since he got franchise tagged by Baltimore, and it's been that long, 4 weeks, Louis, since he requested a trade, and nothing has happened, I don't see, other than Baltimore coming up and say, let's go back to the old deal, we'll settle for that. I don't see any of this other stuff happening.
I agree. Yeah, that's just not good.
And it's sad. It's sad because he is, as you said, and I said it yesterday, he is easily in the top 10 quarterbacks, maybe in the top 5.
Right.
And look how important that position is to winning championships in the NFL. So it's just really sad that it's come to this. And the farther it goes, the worse both of them look.
Yeah. Wow,
the Ravens and Lamar.
Yeah. I was pro player in this one until very recently, and this just, I don't know, it smells of something not good. So reminder again, Louisville baseball tonight, 6 o'clock, 93.9. The NIT semis tonight on our air, 680, 105.7 in the app. We will have the championship as well on Thursday night. And then baseball's back, man, and we are your home for the Reds here in Louisville. Reds Pirates this weekend as well on 680, 105.7, so make sure to be listening for that. I do want to play this other Billis sound for you, Dan. as he talks about Coach Calipari and going forward, because we just talked about the new roster for next year and what gives us hope that they're going to, you know, I don't know, not losing the round of 32 or something like that. And so here's Jay Bills talking about Cal.
Cal did it differently, and Kentucky could get them. And I do think this. I think it, don't know it, and I haven't talked to Calipari about it. You know better than anybody how far out in front he was on the one-and-done thing. He decided he was going to use that at Memphis and then took it to Kentucky. So he was ahead of the curve when everybody was clutching their pearls saying, we can't do this, including my old boss, Coach K. And then the portal comes in, and I think he was trying to get ahead of the portal and started taking a number of transfers. And they're good players, but they weren't the uber-talented guys he had before. And Kentucky became, like, just like everybody else, every other kind of good team out there. There was nothing – there's been nothing crazy special about them.
Is that it? Oh. I'm sorry. My favorite part of the sound was pointed out in the first replay yesterday is that Bob's just bumping into his home microphone while getting pill bottles together.
So Bob hasn't come to the studio yet.
No, we'll never see Bob again. Yeah, it's over. Yeah, no, it's done. Yeah. It was a good run, though. It was good.
But you know, I would agree, and this sounds stupid, because he had the National Player of the Year. It sounds really dumb. But I agree with what Jay said. He didn't get extraordinary players out of the portal. I mean, they're players just like everybody else got out of the portal. And it'll be interesting to see if, in fact, he goes back and all five of these freshmen start. I guess all five of them can't start. But if four of the freshmen start with, say, a Livingston or something like that. I don't know. There's I haven't looked at the SEC yet and seen to see who has what coming back.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of turnover for sure. I mean, that's just the nature of college basketball, right? There's just going to be guys in the portal and everything else.
So,
did you see, because of Ivy League rules, all of the seniors on Princeton's team have to enter the portal or leave college basketball?
No.
Yeah. So all of the guys on all the guys on that Sweet 16 team are just available.
What rule is that?
It's an Ivy League rule. Like, there's no grad there's no grad students on the teams, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So they can't have any super seniors in the Ivy League.
Yeah. So I made a joke. I made a joke that Princeton guard Ryan Langborg, excuse me, has entered the portal. He averaged 18.5 points during Princeton's March Madness run. And I wrote, I'm being told that Steve Rumage loves this guy and wants to see him in a Louisville uniform next year. Because Steve Rumage loves all basketball players and wants all of them to play at Louisville. And so, but Steve didn't get the joke because, I mean, you know.
He was hot on somebody else this morning. Some guy from Washington or something.
Great. Everybody's great. They're all going to come in here. They're going to gel. They're going to the Final Four next year. Don't you love it, Dan?
Yeah. No.
Kenny didn't even have to buy him bourbon. That's great, isn't it?
No.
It's a Scott Satterfield joke. Scott Satterfield joke. It is True Crime Tuesday. We'll hang out with Avery in about 5 minutes here against our will. What else do we have going on here? I do want to thank everyone involved in the bracket challenge, even though none of you have a good bracket.
Way to smear 4,200 people in once.
Just a big slap across Jefferson County.
There is that one dude that has 3 out of 4.
Well, that was nationally at ESPN.com, not in our challenge. Yeah, no, our challenge is a bunch of bums. Yeah, you're all bums. Gorilla Basketball Cole from Stapleton. TVG from our friends at RGB Home Theaters. Passes to Bourbon Beyond Louder Than Life. Adam Sandler tickets. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, the TBT, Lou City Racing, many of the restaurants around the area, Double Dogs and other places, Barano's, of course. All of that presented by our friends at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, KellyKentucky.com, Seven County Services, and Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, of course. So thank you for hanging out with us during the Bracket Challenge. Avery, let's take an early break here, and we'll get to True Crime Tuesday next. Second hour of the show. Dan, go ahead and do your fancy new read for our friends at Delta.
Oh, well, you snuck up on me. I have to, I haven't, we don't have any cartridges in our printer.
Okay.
And so as a result, we can't obviously print anything out.
Do you know they sell those, Dan?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and, on something called Amazon, and it can be delivered to your house?
There's a
do you need me to ship cartridges to your house, Dan?
No. Okay. No. Hey, are you looking for an insurance company that you can trust? Look no further than Delta Dental of Kentucky. Delta Dental is a local nonprofit insurance company that's been serving the people of Kentucky for over 50 years. Delta Dental of Kentucky provides dental and vision insurance for both individuals and businesses across the Commonwealth. They are committed to helping you and your family achieve optimal oral health. Optimal oral health. So why wait? Sign up for Delta Dental of Kentucky today and start enjoying the benefits of a healthy and happy smile. Delta Dental of Kentucky, your trusted community partner, keeping smiles healthy and bright for all Kentucky. You can visit them at deltadentalky.com or call them at 1-800-955-2030.
Welcome back to Dan Issel and Louis Ribot on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
All right, welcome in. Final segment here on a True Crime Tuesday here on Issel and Louis. 680, 105.7, taking you up until noon. Bobby V's got you after us. Second hour of the show, of course, brought to you by our friends at Delta Dental and DeltaDentalKY.com. But this segment brought to you by our friends at Red Hot Roasters, RedHotRoasters.com. Corner of Lexington and Payne, if you order two cans of coffee on the site, the shipping is free. If you're ever out at the fairgrounds, you can visit any of their five stations all around the fairgrounds. Get a good cup of coffee while you are attending whatever conference out there that you are attending, whatever show. RedHotRoasters.com. Go say hi to Sandra and the ladies over there. If you need a job, apparently she's hiring, like everyone else. And so go check them out as well. Cool place to visit. And I think, Avery, I mean, you get a latte every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's delicious, right?
It is a great latte.
There you go. So Red Hot Roasters, corner Lexington Champagne. Hit that drive through. You wouldn't think much of it when you drive past. It's an old garage, an old service station, but they have done a great job, and she does all of her roasting in there. RedHotRoasters.com. All right, let's get into this. This is I'm going to pronounce her name for you.
So I know how to pronounce her last name.
Wells? You're gonna use the fake one, or are you going to
I can say Wasilewski.
It's Wasilewski, because it's Polish. But go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm used to Wazinski, so it's going to be Wasilewski to me. Okay.
And this is in Baltimore, because, I mean, everything bad happens in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
The 10 worst days of my life were spent in Baltimore.
One of my favorite cities in the world. All right, let's get to it.
Okay, so this
steaks.
Is... this is...
Damn. Good Lord. I'm trying to get this thing over with. Go.
Okay.
All right.
So this is about a girl named Carolyn.
Oh, yeah.
She was murdered. On November 8th, 1954. Yes.
What else was she going to do?
You like the murder. Well, then.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, she was a freshman at Southern High School, but, like, she seemed much older than her age. Mm. And it's most likely because of the group she hung out with. It was the Greasers. However, she did seem a little more responsible in a way.
Hmm.
Even though her particular group, drinking, petty crime, all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
However, like her parents, they were concerned, so they sent her to the house of the Good Shepherd. And she also...
Some nuns right there, yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, she wasn't the most irresponsible. She did testify in her friend's... rape trial against a man named Ralph Garrett, on November 1st, 1954.
Okay.
Kind of important with that date, just because she was killed on the 8th, literally 1 week later. So on the 8th, she tells her parents that she's going to go hang out with her friend Peggy LaManna, if you, that's how you want to say her last name.
There you go.
However, because of who she, like, because it's Carolyn there, like, she's probably not going to go see her, but okay. Like, whatever. So she leaves the house around 6:15, never goes and sees Peggy, but that's not too surprising because they didn't expect her to.
Right.
And however, she never came home that night. So her parents were kind of concerned. They spent the night looking for her. They were frantic. So they knew something probably wasn't right. Like, right. Sure. I guess she was responsible enough to always come home. So then around 7 a.m. on the 9th, the railway engineer, and I wish I could have found his name, noticed that there was something on the tracks at the Belvedere Avenue Bridge. And there was a train that was supposed to come by at 7:17. It was a commuter train, so it was most likely rerouted, because it's about 7 a.m. And it wound up being Carolyn's body. So, not great. And I wish I had a name for him. But good for him. He did his job. Investigators had wound up finding her covered in scratches, bruises, a bunch of broken bones. And one of them was her finger. So they're like, she had to have been fighting back. Like, she would not have had this many, like, as many wounds as she did if she wasn't trying to. So she wanted to be good to go. However, they also found on her thigh the name Paul written in lipstick. Kind of odd. She had no shoes. She had no skirt. But there was no signs of, like, any sexual trauma.
Okay.
So kind of odd. And who is this Paul dude? We'll get to that later.
Ooh.
And so they know that she was most likely, she had to be murdered around 11 o'clock. She died from a head trauma, blunt force trauma to the head.
Texter, shame on you, Avery. His name was Thomas.
Thomas.
It's a train joke.
Oh! I get it. Thomas and Train and I get it.
Man.
Wow, I feel old.
That's a good text. Man. All right, keep
going. So the last train that went by on the 8th was at 10:30 p.m.
Okay.
And they know she was murdered around 11, so she had to be dumped there sometime between 11 and 7, but most likely before that engineer got there.
Yeah.
But so it's unknown when she got there, but there was blood on the bridge railing, so they believe she was thrown off.
Okay.
And that would make a lot of sense, especially if she died from the fall because of the skull fracture. It would make a lot of sense. And that night, a light-colored, dark-topped car was seen speeding away on the bridge as another car was approaching. So kind of suspicious.
Yep.
Most likely the murder vehicle. And this car was also seen driving by her house every day for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That never would have been brought up if it was a neighbor. Like, so that's kind of odd. Later on, the police would discover that it was a vacant lot by her house that she was murdered at.
Okay.
So, kind of fun. At least they... Well, like, not fun.
Did you say kind of fun?
Not great, you know?
Kind of fun?
I don't even know kind of where fun. That came from.
Her skull smashed in. That's kind of fun. No. Getting murdered in a vacant lot at 14. Kind of fun.
You know. Good for her.
I don't even know where that came from. But yeah. It's not great.
It is not great.
But they know she was probably on her way home at this point.
All right, so they find her shoes.
Yes, they find her shoes.
Yep.
The skirt's still missing, so most likely it's the guy's trophy or it's stashed in this car because they can't find this car anywhere.
Yep. So they questioned 300 people about this.
Yes.
Jeez.
And there were some notable people. First off, Ralph Garrett, because
who was on trial. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, retaliation, great motive. She testified against him. And she was supposedly told not to testify. And this is coming from her father, so not exactly sure. Maybe that is true. And then she was also seen talking to him twice leading up to the event. So maybe it was him.
Got it.
However, according to his wife, he did commit suicide, and it was directly across from that particular lot. But she claims it's because his mother just died.
Okay.
I mean, so kind of reasonable. But also...
Is that kind of fun, too?
Not really.
Okay, just checking.
However...
Because two people died there. I didn't know if you thought that was really fun.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, okay.
So the tires on his car didn't match the tires on the murder vehicle.
Right, yep.
So that's probably why he didn't murder her. But he could have, because there was a dude that looked like him on the bridge that night.
Hmm.
And then there's Rocky, this 22-year-old. He had a date with Carolyn that night.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if she ever made it to see Rocky or what happened with him. But, you know.
Wait a second. She's 14 years old and has a date with a guy that's 22?
She was part of the greasers. This was expected. And then there were guys named Joe, the I, Lefty, and the Ace. Most likely from her group, claiming that she was asking for it. No, that's not how that works. We don't victim shame.
Hmm.
And then, of course, they had to ask Carolyn's family.
Right.
Like, you have to. They know people. And then Paul. Who is this Paul dude? Well, he's an inmate at the time. He's imprisoned. So he obviously didn't do it himself. If he did, he would have had to hire someone.
Okay.
And he claims that the killer knew both Carolyn and him. He gives this list to police, but nobody matches. It's kind of odd. So maybe he intentionally left someone off. Maybe he, unintentionally left someone off that list. But it could very well have been, some sort of jealousy thing, because she was infatuated with this dude.
With the prisoner?
Yes.
Right.
So, potentially. Who knows? I feel like...
Is there a name for that, by the way? Because that's apparently pretty common, right? That women are, like into criminals, right?
I don't know how to answer that.
No, but, it's a common thing, right?
The bad boy image.
I'm not trying to be flippant here, honestly. Yeah, there's
the bad boy image.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There are convicted murders. What were the two brothers that killed their parents? And evidently,
the Menendez brothers?
Bags. Yeah, they would get bags of fan mail while they were in prison.
Yeah, so...
Hybristophilia is the name of it.
Ah.
It is a paraphilia involving sexual interest and attraction to those who commit crimes. See, I'm not making these things up.
Yeah.
Hybristophilia. How about that? There you go. A little hybristophilia on a Tuesday.
Big words. But yeah,
All right, so why did Ralph do it?
I don't know. I feel like Ralph was just too angry that he... Even though, he was able to get acquitted and everything.
Yep.
I feel like it was potentially a retaliation.
Okay.
Because you don't just tell someone...
Yeah, sure. Right.
Don't testify unless, there's a real reason for it.
Okay.
So, I really feel strongly about Ralph, and it's a little suspicious that it was right across from that lot that he died.
Right.
It's just too suspicious.
Yep, okay, but he...
Yeah,
the evidence kind of added up that he didn't get convicted, obviously, but you, in your mind, it's Ralph that did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He could have... They never found the car.
Right.
So chances are he could have ditched it that night. He didn't return home till the next morning. It's a little suspicious.
All right, turn the music off, and I'm going to ask you a very difficult question.
Okay.
Are you a little jealous of Carolyn? Because you're you, and you do this, and her story lives forever and was part of a movie.
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I mean, it would be nice not to be murdered. That's always nice.
But this girl lived.
Yeah, she...
This girl lived.
Her legacy is living on 68 years later, still not solved. It's crazy.
All right. Well, thank you, Avery. Red Hot Roasters, redhotroasters.com.
Good
corner
job,
of Lexington
Avery.
And Payne. You can find them in over 150 Kroger stores. Check out the Kentucky Proud section. Get that can of coffee. You will not be disappointed. RedHotRoasters.com. Say hi to the ladies when you're over there. All right. There you go, man. 14 years old, dating a convict and a 22-year-old greaser.
And the guy is 22. Yeah.
I have a daughter, and if I found out about that stuff, I would be the one in jail.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, you're a good parent. This was the 50s, and they...
I know, man, I know.
They hated it, but they also expected it.
My wife and I talk about this all the time. Everyone has lived more recklessly than we have. They just have. Now, I'm the guy, like, bribing homeless guys to watch my car in Detroit, so maybe I've lived a little recklessly, but, you know...
Well, it's, you're not doing that now, because the mob's going to go after the homeless guy if the homeless guy is an actual mob.
Yeah, I don't want to pull up to Detroit to refer a Tigers game. Hello, I will watch car for you while you are in stadium to watch the baseball. Yeah, no, I don't need that stuff in my life. It's not a good look. Oh, man. What do you want to talk about, Dan? We got 15 minutes here. Do you want to talk about the viewership for the game? Oh, go with the show sheet for sure. Go ahead.
A couple of things that caught my eye this morning. Did you see what Ohtani is going to make this coming year?
No. I'm a huge fan of his, though.
Yeah. No, good for him.
Yeah,
I mean, he's... I still don't know. I mean, I know Judge broke the American League record for home runs. I get that. But I don't know how you keep a guy who has a sub-3 earned run average as a starter and put together the offensive numbers he had. How he wasn't the MVP last year, I'll never know. $65 million.
Good.
He's going to make $30 million in salary.
Yep.
And $35 million in endorsements.
That's awesome.
Now I bet I'm sure a big chunk of that is in Japan.
Oh sure.
But the next highest endorsement number in Major League Baseball is his teammate Mike Trout at about $4.5 million. So he's going to make $30 million more in endorsements than anybody else in Major League Baseball. So I thought that was incredible. And wait till he's a free agent at the end of the year. And if he has a season that even approaches what he did last year, I can't imagine the contract he's going to get.
I wonder what the jersey sales look like in Major League Baseball. So 2019, the average MLB team generated $27 million in revenue from jersey sales. What does that number look like with a guy like Ohtani, right? Because you're in the LA market, you're in, you know, I mean, it's got to sell like hotcakes in Japan for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you watch when he was on TV, Anthony Bourdain, when he would do his travel shows?
No.
I could see you not liking Anthony Bourdain. he went to Japan and he went to a baseball game. And Dan, it's unbelievable. I mean, just how rabid the people are and how much they care. And I mean, how many people go. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. So I can only imagine a guy of his quality, how much people want to have his stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a big chunk of that money has to come from Japan.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, man, that's a good text. I can't read it, though. Oh. It's about Kendrick Perkins making a comment about Ohtani. It's a good text. Yeah.
What's Kendrick Perkins' deal anyway? I mean, a couple of weeks ago he said that Jokic won the MVP because most of the voters are white. I don't get his deal anyway. Does he just think he has to keep saying stuff like that?
I think that's part of it. Yeah.
To be relevant.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yeah.
To stay on ESPN or. I
don't know about the last part, but I do think that some of those guys feel like they have to have those takes just to stay relevant. Yes, absolutely. That's why I didn't want to have the Lamar take today, but it's just over and over and over again, if you make those bad decisions and you're just delusional to what's going on around you, I mean, eventually it's going to play out poorly. And that's why I don't want to have that take, because I don't want to come across like Kendrick Perkins does. I don't want to do that. That's not what I'm trying to do here. But
yeah,
yeah, no, with Kendrick,
and, you know, it's he wasn't the greatest player. I mean, he was a functional player. He was all right, but he wasn't. I mean, he's no Charles Barkley as far as a basketball career is concerned. He's not even Kenny Smith. So I guess to stay up there, you have to say stuff off the wall.
I think too, if you turn on ESPN at any time during the day, there's someone who looks like Kendrick Perkins on the TV.
Mm.
And so I don't want to say he's a dime a dozen, but he's not special at ESPN. That way.
No.
They have a ton of guys like that, like Woody yeah. and all those guys. I mean, like, they have a ton of guys who are like him. And so I do wonder if there's a you know, in his mind, a reason to say those kinds of things just to stay, you know, get the sound bites out there. Did you, were you surprised that Reddick pushed back so hard?
No.
Okay.
No. It's stupid to say that. He just came up with a number. Charles pushed back on him too.
Yeah.
And he said 80% of the voters for the MVP are white. First of all, I would bet money that that's not the case. I would bet money that 80%. But then Charles said, where did he come up with that number? Did he just pull it out of his rear end? So, you know, if you're going to be controversial, at least be right, and don't make up stuff that proves your point.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I will admit, I was surprised that Reddick was as forceful about it as he was, because, I mean, number one, he's right. But number two, it's not a popular opinion right now. And so I was a little surprised that he did it. So.
For sure.
There you go, man. Yeah. How bad are your Cubs going to be this year?
You know what? I was yesterday.
It is silly season, baby.
I was I was looking. I was on, and I saw that MLB TV on my computer was free, and so I actually watched 5 innings of an exhibition, a baseball exhibition game. That's how bad my life is. They're going to be considerably better than last year. I don't know that they can't win the division. But
by the way, the next time Dan complains that we're taking time off, Avery, and we need to bring up, you watched 5 innings of spring training baseball. You have nothing going on. I don't want to hear about it ever again. That we shouldn't be taking time off.
Yeah, but see, what you don't realize is, if I didn't do this show, I wouldn't have to get up at 6:30 every morning.
I get it.
Believe me, I'm taking 2 weeks vacation this year.
Oh, good. You should.
I don't know where. I don't know when, but I'm going to.
Go to Mexico with one of your kids. There you go. Tag
along. No, you couldn't get me to go to Mexico.
Really?
with a no way. Uh-uh.
Like to an all-inclusive or something? Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not going to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
I've been to Mexico.
Yeah.
I wasn't that impressed with it when I was there. So, no. No.
I think Southern Baja California, so that little strip of land that's south of San Diego,
yes.
So not Tijuana, but past that,
yeah.
is my right. only bucket list travel place that I want to go to.
Oh, Louie.
I want the food.
San Diego, there are places in San Diego, between L.A. and San Diego, that put that place to shame.
I don't think that's true.
Now they're probably a little more expensive.
but almost certainly, yeah.
No, yeah. I wouldn't go to Mexico. I'm done traveling. I've been all over the world.
Yes, you have.
I went to some really nice places, had some really nice experiences. Downtown Denver's about as far as I'm going to go.
Lexington a couple times a year. So is this Nico Horner going to turn the season around for the Cubs here?
He's good. He's good.
Nico Horner.
No, he is.
I know.
They'll be. I guarantee you, they'll be over 500 this year.
Oh, I like that. Okay, all right. I think you're wrong, but okay. I like that.
Yeah. Well, the best part about that is they get to play the Reds like 17 games a year.
So. That's fair. That is very fair.
And Pittsburgh too. So, nice. Now I've already signed up for my my MLB baseball package. I'll be ready Thursday afternoon.
So you know,
12:20.
You know what starts Thursday? Jack Grossman's new job.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know what Jack Grossman's shift is?
I'm going to say 4 to 11.
Okay, good guess.
Four to midnight.
5 to 2.
2 in the morning?
Yeah, he's the West Coast guy, yeah.
Oh, Jack. Jack told me he's loving Atlanta, though.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yeah. When we saw him, I mean, Avery, don't you agree? I mean, he seemed genuinely upbeat about Atlanta.
Yeah. He's enjoying Atlanta for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at some point you got to get out of your parents' basement.
I actually think that's exactly what it is, yes. I agree.
It took Jack a little longer than most people, but, you know, at some point you have to get out there on your own.
There you go. Yeah. So I think he's enjoying it. If you're a baseball nerd, what he does is just the best job in the world. You know, you're just watching games. So,
yeah.
I am not a baseball nerd.
Be fun.
5 to 2. Does that remind you of your playing days, Dan? When would you go to bed after games? Do you think?
Oh, I 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've told this story before. When we were with the Colonels, it was Johnny Carson was still an hour and a half. And so we would get home, you know.
That is a lot of TV, man.
After a game, we'd go out to somebody's house or go out to a restaurant and have a meal and a couple of beers, and then I'd go home and I still couldn't sleep. I'd watch Johnny Carson from 11:30 to 1, and then they had the Untouchables with Elliot Ness, and I would watch that until about 2, and then about then I could go to sleep.
There you go. Oh man, you miss any part of that?
The paycheck.
Texter, baseball starts Thursday, so we're 2 days away from the Reds officially being out of the playoffs.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Oh, well, this has been Issel and Louie, ESPN 680 105.7. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back again tomorrow. And we'll talk NCAA. We've got to give our picks at some point. I guess we'll do that. Guess we'll do that on Friday.
Yeah.
But we appreciate everybody listening in. We hope that you will be back with us again tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Have a great day, everybody.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition,
and I didn't believe it.
You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it,"
but then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist,"
or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.